great by choice. Uncertainty, chaos and luck. Why some thrive despite them all. Author Jim Collins and Morten T. Hansen. Create the future. We cannot predict the future, but we can create it. Think back to 15 years ago and consider what's happened since. The destabilizing events in the world that defied all expectations. None of us can predict with certainty the twists and turns our lives will take. Life is uncertain, the future unknown. This is neither good nor bad. It just is, like gravity. Yet the task remains how to master our own fate. Even so, why do some companies thrive in uncertainty, even chaos, and others do not? What distinguishes those who perform exceptionally well from those who underperform or worse? Thriving in uncertainty. Some companies and leaders navigate this type of world exceptionally well. They don't merely react, they create. They don't merely survive, they prevail. They don't merely succeed, they strive. They build great enterprises they can endure. We do not believe that chaos, uncertainty, and instability are good. Companies, leaders, organizations, and societies do not thrive on chaos, but they can thrive in chaos. To get at the question of how, we set out to find companies that started from a position of vulnerability, rose to become great companies with spectacular performance, and did so in unstable environments characterized by big forces out of their control, fast-moving, uncertain, and potentially harmful. We then compared these companies to a control group of companies that failed to become great in the same extreme environments, using the contrast between winners and others to uncover the distinguishing factors that allow some to thrive in uncertainty. We labelled our high-performing study cases with the moniker 10X, because they didn't merely get by or just become successful, they truly thrived. Every 10X case beat its industry index by at least 10 times. Different behaviour, not different circumstances. Let's first look at what we did not find about the 10Xers, relative to their less successful comparisons. They're not more creative. They're not more visionary. They're not more charismatic. They're not more ambitious. They're not more blessed by luck. They're not more risk-seeking. They're not more prone to making big, bold moves. To be clear, we're not saying that 10Xers lacked creative intensity, ferocious ambition, or the courage to bet big. They displayed all these traits, but so did their less successful comparisons. So then, how did the 10Xers distinguish themselves? First, 10Xers embrace a paradox of control and non-control. On the one hand, 10Xers understand they face continuous uncertainty and that they cannot control and cannot accurately predict significant aspects of the world around them. On the other hand, 10Xers reject the idea that forces outside their control or chance events will determine their results. They accept full responsibility for their own fate. 10Xers then bring this idea to life by a triad of core behaviours: fanatic discipline, empirical creativity, and productive paranoia. Animating these three core behaviours in a central motivating force, level 5 ambition. These behavioural traits correlate with achieving 10x results in chaotic and uncertain environments. Fanatic discipline keeps 10x enterprise on track. Empirical creativity keeps them vibrant. Productive paranoia keeps them alive. And level 5 ambition provides inspired motivation. 1. Fanatic discipline. 10Xers display extreme consistency of action, consistency with values, goals, performance standards, and methods. They are utterly relentless, monomaniacal, unbending in their focus of their quests. Fanatic discipline requires mental independence, an ability to remain consistent in the face of herd instinct and social pressures. Fanatic discipline often means being a nonconformist. 2. Empirical creativity. When faced with uncertainty, 10Xers look primarily to the empirical evidence. They rely upon direct observation, practical experimentation, and direct engagement with tangible evidence. They make their bold creative moves from a sound empirical base. Empirical creativity gives 10Xers a level of confidence that, to outsiders, can look like foolhardy boldness. In fact, empirical validation allows them to simultaneously make bold moves and bound their risk. Being empirical doesn't mean being indecisive. 10Xers don't favour analysis over action. They favour empiricism as the foundation for decisive action. 3. Productive paranoia. 10Xers maintain hypervigilance, staying highly attuned to threats and changes in their environment, even when, especially when, all's going well. They assume conditions will turn against them, at perhaps the worst possible moment. They channel their fear and worry into action, preparing, developing contingency plans, building buffers, and maintaining large margins of safety. Productive paranoia enables creative action. By presuming worst-case scenarios and preparing for them, 10Xers minimize the chances that give a disruptive event or a huge piece of bad luck will stop them from their creative work. Fire bullets, then cannonballs. The history of the 10X companies is like a battlefield pockmarked with craters and littered with bullets that never hit anything and lodged themselves in the ground. Retrospective accounts tend to focus only on the big cannonballs, giving the false impression that 10X achievements came to those with the guts to go always for the big bet, the huge cannonball. But the historical research evidence presents a different story, a story of dozens of small bullets that thumped into the dirt, punctuated by a handful of cannonballs that smashed into their targets. The 10X companies used a combination of creative bullets, such as new products, technologies, services and processes, and acquisitions. For an acquisition to qualify as a bullet, it needs to meet 3 tests: low cost, low risk, and low distraction. Return on luck, ROL. How would you get the highest possible return on luck? It turns out that you've been reading about it all the way along. Keep in mind the original premise of the study. Life is uncertain, full of big, consequential forces that we can neither predict nor control. Luck is uncertain, uncontrollable, and consequential. Indeed, we could reframe the entire study around luck and how to get a great ROL. Let's view some main points. Leaders with fanatic discipline, empirical creativity, productive paranoia, and level 5 ambition never relax when blessed with good luck. They would never wallow in despair when hit with bad luck. They keep pushing, driving for the overall goal and cause. When 10Xers get a lucky break, they seize it and then build upon it, not just for days or weeks, but for years or decades. A 10Xer builds a culture that can achieve results whether it gets good luck or bad, engendering deep confidence that success, in the end, doesn't depend on luck. While 10Xers don't cause their luck, they increase the chances of stumbling upon something that works by firing lots of bullets. By marrying creativity with empirical validation, 10Xers can fire big cannonballs that don't rely on luck for ultimate success. Uncalibrated cannonballs require luck for a successful outcome. Calibrated cannonballs do not. By building big buffers and margins of safety, 10Xers give themselves more options for responding to luck. By managing 3 types of risk, deathline risk, asymmetric risk, and uncontrollable risk, they shrink the odds of catastrophe in the face of bad luck. The ability to zoom out, then zoom in, helps them recognize luck and consider if it merits disrupting their plans. The best leaders maintain a paradoxical relationship to luck. On the one hand, they credit good luck in retrospect for having played a role in their achievements, despite the undeniable fact that others were just as lucky. On the other hand, they don't blame bad luck for failures, and they hold only themselves responsible if they fail to turn their luck into great results. 10Xers grasp that if they blame bad luck for failure, they capitulate to fate. Equally, they grasp that if they fail to perceive when good luck helped, they might overestimate their own skill and leave themselves exposed when good luck runs dry. There might be more good luck down the road, but 10Xers never count on it.